Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Maria's on her Italian adventure. So Shannon is here to tell us everything she has seen on her screens of all different sizes. Shannon, where are we starting? Love Island?
Yes, we all know I'm the biggest fan ever of Love Island.
You are.
This is when I come out of my prime. I'm absolutely obsessed.
You adore it. And I can't believe the commitment level because it's on every night.
Yes. So on a Saturday night, it's Unseen Bits. So it's the best bits throughout the week. That's my one night off of Love Island.
I find I miss it on a Saturday.
Do you? Yeah, no, I actually like having the day off now.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, at the same time, if you're doing nothing on a Saturday night, I do wish it was on.
Would the Unseen Bits not be enough then to whet your appetite on a Saturday? Like, you know, it's still happening.
There's no drama. It's all just funny clips, basically.
Gotcha.
But anyway, watching it last night, and I was delighted to see that we have a Kildare woman entering the
village. And you're a Kildare woman.
I'm a Kildare woman, so I was very thrilled to see Victoria has entered the Love Island villa.
Okay, this is exciting. So what do we know about Victoria so far?
So she's from Kildare, she's 25, and she is a personal assistant and a model. So she came in last night. So although she's from Kildare, she's actually living in Manchester.
Right.
So I have a clip here of her last night.
My name is Victoria, I'm 25, and I'm from Kildare, Ireland. The guys aren't going to know what's hit them. I am the full package. I've got the looks, I've got the brain, I've got the beauty. The boys need to be ready for me. No one's safe. The girls should be very worried. I'm going to steal their men.
So she entered last night and all the lads went away from the villa and they got to speak to the two new bombshells. The girls were at home in the main villa and they got to live stream.
Okay, so sorry, let me just, because I'm the voice of, because Patrick watches it, you watch it, so I'm the voice of the person who doesn't watch this. So there's already a group of guys and a group of girls in together who are already coupling up and doing all the bits that happens on Love Island.
Yes, absolutely.
And then every now and again they drop in bombshells. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that the bombshells cause ructions in the already existing relationships.
Yes.
And they steal your man.
Steal your man, which is what Victoria's saying.
There was a cocktail night last night, so the boys actually left the villa to go to a bar to meet these girls. What they didn't know is the girls back in the villa were able to watch everything they were doing on a screen.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
That's
great. Very TV. Good. This is why I'm obsessed.
Obviously, the boys would come back with stories of like, what? I never spoke to anyone. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in, but like, reality, they're live streaming it back to the girls.
So they're seeing everything.
Right.
And of course, we're still waiting for, well, we hope we're still waiting for Charlene Murphy to enter the villa.
Okay, so this is Charlene, who
she's a massive influencer
and then used to be around this building because she had a podcast.
She's
here
a
for
podcast
a while.
Upstairs, yeah, Hold My Drink. So that kind of, that's where the rumors started. Once the podcast was announced that it was coming to an end, everybody was like, that's it, Charlene's going on Love Island. That's why the podcast is ending.
But we haven't had any confirmation one way or the other yet.
No confirmation, but everyone's stalking social media.
It's very funny. Everyone's become a private investigator all of a sudden to the point where someone has discovered that Charlene Murphy has set her vintage to being on holidays.
Maybe the poor girl has gone on holidays.
Perhaps she's afraid.
She's watching, you know, Love Island just like the rest of us. Yeah. Who knows?
If she wasn't going on it, surely she would say so. But we'll wait and see.
I think it's a good rumor to have around. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Another thing that was flooding my socials this weekend was the Grand Prix, and not for the sport.
Yes,
because the Kardashians were there.
Well, the Kardashians were there. Well, everyone was there. It's a who's who of the celeb world in Monaco. Everyone loves the Monaco Grand Prix. It doesn't get richer or fancier than that.
Well, of course, from my side, I'm only seeing clips of the Kardashians. So Kim Kardashian was there. She was there with her sister, Khloe Kardashian, in support of her. Well, they haven't announced it yet, but boyfriend, seeing him, we don't know exactly. But Lewis Hamilton, she is rumoured to be in a relationship with. Kim Kardashian
is rumoured to be with.
So she's in her
Lewis
WAG
Hamilton.
Era at the moment.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha,
actually,
gotcha.
As soon as he was done the race, he placed second. He ran over to her and gave her a nice little
kiss. Well, then I guess they've announced it. Even if they haven't announced it, they've announced it.
But I did see this funny clip of Michael McIntyre and Holly Willoughby. They are being interviewed by Sky Sports. And Kim and Chloe come along with their entourage and Michael gets a bit of a boot with them.
Okay.
I'll play you the clip.
We just did that. And it was a chock-a-block down there, but just incredible.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
That's Kim behind
it's
you.
A wave.
It's the Kardashians.
It's the Kardashians. I'm joining them.
Okay, we thought it was a live update.
I've just been hit by like a wave. You know when you're on holiday and a wave hits you and it's like, that's actually quite dangerous.
Yeah.
We've been Kardashian waved.
That was ridiculous.
My bag's gone. I think something belonging to Kim, I'm not mentioning anything, may have struck me in my lower back area. And I gotta tell you, it hurt.
Okay, so her entourage is that big that it's literally picking people up and pushing them down. This is the celebrity-laden kind of F1 like paddock in Monaco, mm-hmm. where you can only get in there if you're super famous. But she's so famous, she's bashing other celebrities out of the way.
Well, I don't know about you, but I would love to be Kardashian waved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Last thing, I actually didn't see it on my screen, but Podrick here has a bit of an insight to what was going on over the weekend.
Yeah, so Dua Lipa and Callum Turner had their second wedding in 2 weeks.
Okay, because I saw they got married last week, but it was like a registry office job or something like that in London. Yeah.
Yeah, so then they had their actual official kind of ceremony, big party in Sicily over the weekend.
Nice.
Now this is the one where all the celebs were going to be showing up.
Yeah, because there wasn't that many names at the like it was just
very
small
low key,
family low
very
key
low
thing
key,
but this
one,
was the big one.
Yeah, it was. Charlie XCX was there, Donatella Versace was there, Elton John sang them down the aisle, back up the aisle, one or the other. And like even the afters of this, you had like huge DJs, Carl Cox, David Guetta, Peggy Goo, they all did the afters. Like, it's crazy. God. But actually, right, funny, I was watching this anyway closely over
the
weekend.
So you were just watching this normal celeb feed on your Instagram or whatever,
and
seeing all the
this
bits.
This guy that I know was actually on holidays in Sicily, and just by chance, he booked a holiday and booked this apartment, Airbnb, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. And they were arriving back the first night, and when he got back to the apartment, there was like police everywhere. They couldn't get in. They had to prove that they were actually staying in that apartment because it was on the piazza where all of the guests were arriving, so they ended up sitting on the balcony for most of the weekend watching the likes of Donatella Versace arriving in their black car.
So star spotting from their box.
Absolutely.
And it was in the same piazza.
He said if you just look to the left, and he had videos of it up, you could see them all on like this huge veranda just like having a few drinks and stuff like that. He said the only ones that he didn't see was Dua Lipa and Callum Turner.
Okay.
Because they were driven right up to the door, whereas the rest of them had to walk the couple of meters or whatever. But
that
I mean,
is what a lucky break to book that on Airbnb. Unreal.
Dave Moore on Today FM.